And now, in color, Tim Burke, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger, and William Van Dyke. Well, this is a very special week because here we all are, myself, Tim, Mike, Firthy, and the audience, here in the heart of Gloucestershire for the first show of a new series.
That's right, Will. We felt the last series lacked a bit of culture, so this week we're taking the audience round Padsworth Hall's stately home.
Hey, the entrance to the hall is here. Come on. £2.70 and we're in. Whoa!
I'm bored.
Oh, Firthy, we've been here 3 seconds.
I want to go to the safari park bit. Stately homes offer mums and dads and swats.
You really are a cultural vacuum, aren't you, Firthy?
It's not surprising they're coming from Warrington. Tell me, Firthy, is it true that the wall calendar of interesting places to see in Warrington stops at March?
Listen, do you lay off Warrington all right? The stately homes in Warrington.
Well, the only stately homes in Warrington are built by Barrett's. Fed up with Berkshire? Why not move your country estate to Warrington? Call Eileen Bilton on the Landed Gentry Relocation Hotline.
Right, I've organised a game. The first one to touch all 764 walls wins. I brought a guidebook to help us. The bloke said it was all handwritten on a train. Look.
Tim, it's not handwritten. It's in Arabic.
Was I 6 quid?
Come on, Firthy. Let's go and change it at the souvenir shop.
Oh, souvenir shop now, that's more like it. Right. Look at all these. Padsworth Hall souvenir key rings, 20p. Rubbers, 15p. Notebooks. Hold on. These have all got pictures of a pop group on them.
Yeah.
Bit of a cock-up at the supplier, actually, yeah. We ordered 25,000 separate items with a motif of the stately home and flower beds. And they sent us everything with a picture of Coolin again.
That's a bit duff. Isn't there any Padsworth Hall stuff at all?
Well, I've got a Padsworth Hall souvenir piece of paper, handcrafted by me at this very desk with a biro.
Right.
Or a Padsworth Hall souvenir lunch.
Really? What's that?
That's my lunch with the souvenir piece of paper sort of prodded into it.
Yeah, okay, well, thanks.
But there is actually a Padsworth Hall souvenir record.
Oh, now that does sound good. What, you mean like by composers who stayed here over the centuries?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, no. Sorry. It's by Coolin the gang, actually. And now in colour, a monastery, England, 1645.
Brother Nathan, how fares your task of translating the Bible into modern English?
I am nearly finished, Father. I have just completed the Book of Revelations.
Ah, the apocalyptic nightmare vision of the beasts of Satan and the end of the world. How have you phrased it?
Verse 12. And I had a dream, and I saw the devil, and he said, ooh. Look at all these monsters I've got. Look at that one over there with all the teeth.
Yeah. Not quite. Teeth.
Verse 13. Ooh.
Nah, eek.
Verse 14.
Grrr, woo, ah!
No. At the end, it goes. Grrr, woo, and then I woke up from my nightmare. That's the last time I had cheese lasting at night. I thought that end with a joke, you know.
When we commission.
That's not the best bit. Watch this, Father. Just turn over the page. A pop-up monster leaps out at you. Now that should really really get the message home to the kids, don't you reckon?
Listen.
If you pull this tab, his eyes move. Look.
Brother Nathan! What we wanted was an updating of the Bible into modern-day speech.
Ah.
And now in colour, a reading from the New English Bible, the Book of Revelation.
Let him who has wisdom know the number of the beast. For the number of the beast is the number of a man, 666. And that's 071 if you're outside.
And now in colour, the first song ever specifically written to be played over supermarket tannoys.
First time that I saw you, girl, I knew I would never need to Mr. Carter, check out six.
Thank you. Touch your face, and every time we...
Biscuits!
My love, I knew I would...
Biscuits!
To say to you, and I have to say it now, girl, I have to tell you, I feel...
Sprouts, 24 New English Sprouts!
So deep inside of me, and I feel...
Have you seen the poultry section at your local quick-sale store? Frozen chicken, $1.99 a pound.
We must be quackers.
Walk away with a few extra legs at your local quick-sale.
And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
And now in colour, telephone chat line service number 27, dial a monarch.
Let's see, 0898654081.
Hello, and what do you do? Oh, how interesting. Are you going to show us how something works? Oh, super. Goodbye.
Right, now, if you'd like to move along here, this is the trophy room of Patsworth Hall, where Lord Giles stores trophies of four generations of the Patsworth family.
Hey, over here, look. These in this cabinet. Let's see. The 1979 Dog and Partridge Indoor Bowls runner-up. 50 metres backstroke?
BAGA Gymnastics 4 stars? Yes, well, I'd have to say this isn't quite the scale of trophies I'd expected.
Oh, isn't it? It's just disgusting, this, don't you reckon? I mean, the iniquity of all this money.
Oh, yeah, where you grew up, there was none of this.
That's right, that's
right. No, you had it hard, didn't you? Yeah. It was four of you to a Volvo at times.
You have no idea, mate.
It was tough down our road. There were families down there who didn't have two hyphens to rub together.
Yeah. This is just typical of the southern mentality.
It might lay off him, eh?
Yeah. Well, look, you have to admit that northerners like Firth, they don't all have chips on their shoulders.
That's right.
Yeah, because they've usually eaten them for breakfast out of newspaper. Yeah. And then they rub the grease on the baby's chest.
Hey, look in this room. This is the hunting room.
What are those on the wall? All those wooden plaques with petals stuck to them. And a bullet hole in the middle.
It says, Lord Giles never really decided whether his expeditions were for horticultural discovery or big game hunting. So he compensated by discovering new species of flowers and then blasting them to bits with an elephant gun.
Shh, Mike, hey, look in here. The game room. What does the book say?
This is where the heads of all the animals killed by Lord Giles are kept.
Wow, there's a moose and one, two, 28 chickens.
Yeah, it says these animals are variously the results of a 4-month hunting trip to the Northern Territories of Canada and one night when Lord Giles reversed his Bentley into a chicken hut. And the latest news from the tennis here at the Stella Artois tournament is that the young Briton is in big trouble against Lacan.
Oh dear. I need to come up with something special here. I know, I know. I think I'll shout haddock when I serve this. Yeah, that should put him off. Haddock! What was that? Haddock? Did you say haddock?
15, darling.
Oh, mon Dieu. Right, I think I'll serve this one down the line and shout halibut. Halibut! What was that? Halibut?
30, love.
Oh, no. That was so unfair. Right, this time I'll be ready for him and shout hamster on the return. Well, that worked well. I think I'll shout halibut again this time. Halibut! Hamster! Halibut! Hamster! Halibut! Have you seen Back to the Future? Yes.
Ow.
Oh, that.
And an absolutely marvellous dummy from Lacan there, taking one right back to the great distraction technique used by Fred Perry against George Dupont in 1931.
And Perry, excitingly on match point. What will he come up with?
Oh, there's Greta Garbo.
There, oh, good!
Game, set and match to Perry.
jamais vous êtes animal nocturnal et stupide. Vous n'êtes rien qu'un blanc et noir animal qui habite dans une forêt. Pas idiot animal. Ha!
That was international badger baiting. Okay, and if you'd like to move along over here, we can see the gable windows of Patsworth Hall, which open on solid brass hinges using the pinion lock crafted by Joseph Chubb in 18... Excuse me, you at the back.
Ah, sorry, can I just tag along with your tour party?
No, this isn't a tour party, sir. We're planning a burglary.
Ah. Burglary? Oi, where'd you get this?
Oh, it's brilliant. Look, I found they do these special tours, right, round the hall for different interests, you know, architecture, furniture, antiques. I'm on the tour party for people who aren't really interested in anything.
And if you want to follow me, oh, this is another room, ceiling, floor, bit of old toot on the wall. God, it's so boring. I hope the cafe's in the next room.
Hey, brilliant, nice. Look, I found the tea shop. Fantastic.
Good afternoon, sir.
Cheers, boss. I'll have chips, egg, bacon, another egg.
I'm sorry, sir. This is a stately home tea room. If that's the kind of food you want, I suggest you go left out of the main gate.
Right.
Turn left again straight away. Take the first right. Walk along there about 100 metres. Get down on your knees and grub around with your nose in the gutter.
Oh. What have you got here, then?
The classic English afternoon tea. Kedgeree, deviled kidneys and lime jelly.
Thought that was the classic English breakfast.
Oh. Think you can out-etiquette me, do you? Right. Any etiquette. Test me. Any at all.
Okay. When serving the evening meal, what must you do first of all?
You must take the master's coat, saying, I trust you had a good day in Parliament, Mr. Bellamy. You and her ladyship are so very good to us downstairs.
Hold on.
And then you say to the cook, don't worry, Mrs. Bridges, one day you and I will open a guest house in Brighton.
Oh, hold on a minute, hold on. You've just got all this from upstairs downstairs.
No, I haven't. This is completely what happens.
Oh, yeah? So what happens at the end of the meal, then?
Well, then it's the advert. We've been making some changes here at Ackley Card. From now on, your credit card will be a nicer colour. It'll have a much improved little hologram in the corner. And if you don't manage to pay the minimum amount, we won't be sending you any nasty letters. We'll be taking a hostage.
Ackley Card. Your money or their life.
I met her in Montmartre. Her breath was like the spring. The warmth of 20 summers blew through hair as gold as burnished rings or straw in the Dordogne. I walked to where she sat. I smiled and she smiled too. And suddenly I realized I only knew my Longman's audiovisual French from school. And though I longed to say, you look divine, I could only say, let's buy some pears. And she looked a little puzzled, but I pointed to the park, and she seemed to understand. She asked me if the rain reminded me of tears. I brushed the hair from off her cheek and whispered, where is Mary France? She is in the garden. We ran through Place Pigalle, attracting many stares, because I'd got the number wrong and walked away with just under £300 of pears. And though I long to say, you've changed my life, I could only say my tree has plums. And then grab her by the shoulders, kiss her on the lips, and scream, Christ, my darling, I love chicken, but Jean-Paul and Claudette prefer sprouts. We walked through the forest. She pointed to some bird in a tree, put her finger on her lips and said, écoutez. I said, eh, répétez, my love.
There was a day I suggested we walk home. The day was fading fast. And maybe have a little drink, play baby foot, or listen to Johnny Halliday records. But suddenly she cried and pointed to a photo of Jan leaning, did a gesture of an eagle, drew a picture of a nest, and then ran away in tears. And to this day, I don't know what she meant.
Leave the gun on the floor. I said don't touch it. Good. Now kick it away. Now, you kick it over there. You, kick it back. Good. Now you, kick it to him. You cross it, and you nut it home.
That was an extract from the 70s Western, The Peter Osgood, The Bad and the Ugly.
Oh, this is brilliant. Right, another bun, anyone?
30, you've already had four.
Oh, it's the best bit of this tea room, I tell you. Oh,
right, yeah. Gardens now. Come on, if we go through these French windows, I'll bet we get a magnificent view of a hedge. Oh, is that right?
If you're wanting to go around the garden, sirs, I'll have to come with you. It's too dangerous.
Dangerous? What are you talking about?
Why is it too dangerous? The gardens were designed by a student of Capability Brown, who came to be known as Stupidity Jones. Notice the 20-foot-high hedges carefully planted outside each set of French windows. And the quirky way in which the only exits open directly onto... the boating lathe.
You're all right, mate?
If you follow the path, you'll see that it's been carefully designed to go right through the middle of the rose beds and straight into the greenhouses. Stupidity Jones liked to add little recurring features to every garden he designed, like the characteristic large beech tree in front of every fire escape.
But this is ridiculous. This garden is a death trap.
Oh, you think this is bad? You should see the garden with large lead weights hanging over it in Derbyshire.
It should be closed down. It's a danger to children.
Children are all right. They fit underneath the concrete bridges built for no reason 3 feet too low, which you're approaching now.
Oh, God almighty!
And along here, originally, was the site of the Tropical Plant Conservatory, 200 metres long, with 20-foot-high Gothic pillars.
God, what happened to it?
Well, it melted. He built it entirely out of chocolate.
And now in colour, it's time for your legal problems. And with me is Professor George Turner, QC.
Hello.
On line two, we have a Mr. Nixon.
Hello. I've often heard it said that you can use reasonable force to prevent a burglary. Can this extend to shooting?
Professor Turner.
Yes, it can.
Great, thanks.
But it depends on your reasonable perception of the risk. You couldn't shoot if you weren't in any immediate personal danger.
Ah. Damn. What if I just winged him, say?
It still depends on the circumstances, really.
Great. Now, we've got a Mr. Waite also on line two, I see.
Hello. I walked into this house, right, just to point out that the door was left open, and I got shot. Can I sue for personal injury?
Well, in principle...
Sorry to cut you off, Professor, but we've got a Mr. Ferris on line two, actually.
Hello, I heard this gunshot, right, and I suffered shock. So I can no longer work as a brain surgeon. Can I recover loss of earnings, even if I've very recently lost all my wage slips and, indeed, all evidence that I ever was a brain surgeon? Which I definitely was, honest.
I'm a policeman who is off duty and phoning in about my ability to make a citizen's arrest following a shooting incident.
Yes,
which
what do you think, Professor?
I think we should try another line.
Line four, then, and someone called Ernest Saunders.
Yes. Hello. My friend, right, my friend got convicted of an enormous share fraud. What are my chances of getting parole, and how long will it take me? Says my friend.
And now in colour, the psychology of hairdressing.
what you say to the hairdresser.
I'd like about an inch off the back, not too much off the fringe, and could you lay it around the ears, please?
What the hairdresser hears.
Oh, do what you want. Take some shears to it.
I've travelled far, and I've travelled long, just me and the guitar, singing some songs, and I've made them think, and I've made them cry, and I'll keep on singing till the day I die. But after 50 years singing, the time has come to pass on all I've learned to the young, which is when you write lyrics, never use the word orange, because there's nothing that rhymes with it.
Welcome to the Patchwork Hall Safari Park. Please keep moving at all times. Keep your windows rolled up. And please don't run up to the lions and poke them repeatedly in the face with small twigs.
Animal feed! Feed the animals! Animal feed!
Yeah, can I have some?
Animal feed!
How much is it?
40p.
All right. There you are. Right.
And there's your dead goat's carcass.
What?
And that's for the lions, and here's a drenched four-month-old antelope head for the crocodile.
Not in my car, please.
Brilliant. Off we go.
Look, there's one. Wow, it's a rabbit.
I think you're supposed to be looking at the 15-foot-long lion that's eating it, Ferdy.
Tell you what, as we drive, shall I put the tape on?
Yeah, okay.
What's that? Oh, I bought it off the bloke who sold me the guidebook. It's called Aggression Calls of Dangerous Wild Animals. It was only six quid.
Yeah, well, can we turn it on, please?
The next track is one rhinoceros breaking it to another that he has been seeing his wife and has also eaten some of his children.
Yes, well, in view of the fact we are approaching a large rhinoceros right now. I remember going on school trips around here, you know. And brilliant. This monkey used to climb on the coach roof and, like, show his bottom. It was brilliant.
Hold on. Over there. Hold on. That's him. That's the monkey.
Don't be stupid, Percy.
It is. Look, there.
There. Yeah. He's pointing you out to his mate.
No, it is. No, that's the one.
Yeah. He's indicating him. Him. He's the one who showed me his bottom.
Oh, Firthy, you didn't.
It was just a laugh, and he'd done it to me.
What's this bit here? There don't seem to be any animals around here at all.
Oh, no, look, that's why. Look over there, on that bank.
It's brilliant being a crocodile, isn't it?
Yeah.
How are the kids?
Ethan.
How's the wife?
It's her. It's everything.
You know what amazes me, right? The way everyone thinks we're horrible, except those little birds who fly in our mouths and clean our teeth for us.
Oh. Is that what they were doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I ate them. I thought they were free samples or something.
Still, eh?
And now in colour, the Book of Revelation. Let him who has wisdom know the number of the beast. For the number of the beast is the number of a man. Number 6. Billy Jones, Sheffield United.
O Sphinx, I have come to answer thy riddle and to claim my reward.
All right. What has 4 legs in the morning, 2 at midday, and then 3 legs in the evening?
O Sphinx, I know the answer. It is man who as a baby in the morning of his days crawls on all fours, at midday as a man walks, and then in the evening of his life is forced to use a stick.
No. It's a horse.
A horse?
a horse that one morning tragically loses two legs in a terrible accident. And then, in a historic transplant operation...
Hold on! Oh, Sphinx. I know the answer to your riddle.
All right. What has four legs, and then two legs, and then three legs?
The answer is... a horse.
No. It's the first three children of a worker from Sellafield.
Oh, you don't think...
Oh, Sphinx. What is your riddle?
What has four legs in the morning, two at midday, and three in the evening?
Me, it's a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, that'll do for me.
Thanks very much. Okay, Fluffy, and smile!
Look, look, Will, are you sure it's safe for me to have my photo taken with these lions?
Of course it is. Look, it says on the sign, these lions are man-eaters and extremely dangerous. Please stay in your car. Oh, it doesn't say anything about photography, actually.
Tim, what did it say about lions in the guidebook?
It says, lions have webbed feet, a huge pair of leather horns, big stalk-like antennae coming out of their back.
Stop trying to read the Arabic section, will you? Why is it in English?
Listen, don't worry. Just walk away slowly. Yep, that's the way.
Girl, that's amazing. Did you know that gibbons originally came from Kent and are made out of paper and sugar?
They're not, Tim. Look, Arabic is a difficult language. You can't just bust it.
That was a great photo. They look furious. Okay, Mike, you can set their cub free now.
Sorry?
Well, I had to capture some sense of danger.
I was sat in the middle of them, and you were hiding their cub?
Well, not hiding it, more kind of throwing it back and forth between me and Mike.
What?
Right. Oh, well. That's it. End of Safari Park.
I can't believe you did that. I cannot believe...
Which way is out?
Oh, hang on. It's in the book. As you leave us here at Patsworth Hall, please notice on the way out the impressive Italianate marble gateway with 40-foot pillars and unique wrought iron fountain at the peak of the arch.
Wow, that is amazing!
Yeah, it was designed in 1875 by Stupidity Jones, so watch out for the brick wall on the other side.
Color was written and performed by Tim Firth, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger, and William Van Dyke. The producer was Lissa Evans.